Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v intervju Radija Študent. Moje ime je Tilen. V studiju bomo pa pokramljali z izredno čvrsto špansko selektorko Alienato pred njenim večernim nastopom v Monoklu in Tiffanyju. Gre za res izjemno DJ-ko, ki suvereno obvladuje širok diapazon med wave-om, takim masivnim acidom, mračnjaškim elektrom, močvirnatim tehnom in tako naprej. Alienata, welcome to Radio Student.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
So you're a DJ, a producer, you work in a record shop, but it's been a long musical journey, if I'm
yes,
not mistaken.
It is.
Well, you started in Europe, you come from Murcia, from
yeah,
Spain?
Yeah, I'm coming from Murcia, from Spain.
Yeah. So when did you move to Berlin?
I moved 4 years ago.
4 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. But you've been a DJ for like 15 years.
Yeah, almost. Late, I started in 2000.
Okay. So which music got you moving? What was your musical upbringing like?
When I started, you mean?
Yes. Which dance music were you?
Actually, I'm really coming from ambient background. The music that I was listening when I was teenager, it was really more drum music, ambient music, and then when I get in touch with dance music, because I met a person in the bar with a very nice record shop in my city, must say that when I discovered like Chicago music, is just blew me up. I don't know, bam bam.
Okay.
This kind of music, right? Because I found like very hot, let's say, and so rough, so into the face. So I would say that is the first thing that really makes me, you know, like how to say, search.
For okay.
What is that?
Because I would have thought that you started with things like you have a
yeah,
band
also,
on your shirt, like
Cabaret Voltaire,
because you're playing loads of like stuff from the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you like discover it later or?
No, it's my thing is like I discovered all together because I met a person in the past where he had this amazing record shop, so I had the chance to just go through regal of records and without having so much idea about what if it was from the 80s, from the, you know, 90s. So I just took a record, I listened and I just love, and after the years, you know, you make your you put order in your
selection,
or you just just finding the way that you like, mm-hmm. searching always. Everything is in relation somehow.
Mm-hmm. So were you able to play all these different styles back then already, or did you start playing all these different stuff over the last past few years?
The thing is, like, it was my main point always, like, because I like so many kind of so many type of music. I always want to have this. Even I don't think about to have this kind of eclectic DJ set or something like that. It's just mm-hmm. coming.
Because it's coming very naturally.
Yeah,
in your sets.
Yeah. Because I get bored so easy with everything.
Okay.
So and then it's what you can hear all kind of music when I'm playing. Of course, the best of the situation, the best of the club, the best of the time. But I really can go from, I don't know, Tangerine Dream till, I don't know, the more abstract EDM track. Okay. Depends, of course, of uh-huh. everything. And I cannot explain why, it's just because I'm very curious, I don't know.
Okay.
I really have no explanation what I don't know. I'm just a curious person, so I always need to check everything.
Okay, so we're gonna listen now to in the background to one of the legendary
Spanish
bands, which is getting some recognition now, I think, also in different DJ sets, but probably you know this band.
I had the chance to play with them in Berga in early this year for the CDM festival, which was for me a fucking honor.
Yeah. So are they still playing in Spain? Are they like?
They are doing actually since I think 3 years that they are quite active. this year they played 2 months ago, first time also in New York.
Okay.
First time ever. Mm-hmm.
So it's like two or three guys now? Or
two guys.
Two guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you moved to Berlin in 2011, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, yes.
And so did you...
And let's say 2012.
Okay, were you like following your musical...
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
I come to Berlin like to play like the years before, so it was not like a new city for me. I already know many knew many people there, so at some point I was just bored. As I say, I have a problem with the boring, boring thing. I was just boring in Valence, so I said, why not? I think that's right.
So you're connected to this organization or company, or how should I say, Kilikil. So
yes.
What is Kilikil?
It's my family. No, it's yeah.
Because
it's,
we know it only like just as a label.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Actually, it's a label, but. Also, it's a Krake festival because
Kilikil. They're organizing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and at the end, it's a community of, you know, a collective of very, very honest person, which they love music or visual art, or, and yeah, we all together try to, you know, do something like out of the, how to say, like mainstream or, you know, this.
Because there's so many, some great producers on the roster as well. On the
amazing, roster. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Umveld.
Umveld, there's Williams.
Hannes Horstmann.
Yeah.
Right. Her friend.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. So,
we have Tiff Mell also, when he's playing in Germany. I think that he also played for Kilikil.
But you also have your own project with Snuff, your...
Yeah, yeah.
Catch Acid. Channel. Acid project, Catch Channel.
Yeah, it's not acid, actually. It's
emotional,
it's a bit, yeah, yeah, but it's, yeah, it's also a mix of everything. It's what I'm talking about when, I mean, we are a bit stopped right now. We're gonna go again to the studio this summer, but when we went to the studio, it's always like, yeah, as you say, how do you feel today? Okay, I'm very happy again. Then we make a happy track. How are you today? Oh, I'm very down.
What was the name of the EP?
Beauty of Sadness.
Beauty of Sadness. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it's very.
Okay. You just have one EP out, yeah?
No, we have actually three things
okay,
out.
I mean,
the first one it was the testing. It was a remix that we made for Perseus Tracks 2 years ago. It was out on Snuff Tracks, and then we made a. Also an EP and a label from France, well, Go To Go Records.
Okay.
It was a track of us, a remix of Ike Release, you know, from New York, from Chicago, sorry. And it was another track from Andreas Gehm.
Yeah, we're going to listen to one of his tracks later.
And yeah, and the other track it was, I don't remember right now. Yeah, but it was like a various artists, but one track of us with this remix. And then this one, the last one, this EP that we made now is our...
The Beauty of Sadness.
Yeah, it's our first own.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't released on Kilikil.
No. In Adip Audio. It's a very nice label from Netherlands.
Okay.
That I respect so much, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice label. I know, like a new label. Yeah. Very nice one.
So you're playing a lot in Berlin. You're in the music business and. You've witnessed this rise of like acid for the past few years and now wave in industrial over the last 2 years maybe. Do you see it like an answer to this clean, almost sterile techno that is being played mostly around Berlin now and it's like taking big part of the scene? Or is it maybe an answer to these numerous technological possibilities to make music because it's sort of a very nostalgic move to the roots from the 80s?
I think that maybe it's a mix of everything, but I think that many people is just sorry, I usually get it, I get bored of this, you know, like how to say that, imperium of, you know, this more loop techno, you know,
very functional,
yeah, or big room techno. I mean, there are many tracks amazing that I play when, you know, I want to play, and but you know, like it's There is not so much emotion anymore there, you know, it's just this, like, you know, monotone, you know, like, and I feel, and maybe it's just me, but I really feel people is even when you, and it's not listening, I mean, nobody would even know, you know, if you ask, hey, which track is
it's the same.
You know, it's, you know, so my guess is I'm really in the opposite way to that. So yeah, in when I was playing in Berlin like 3 years ago, you know, I was also more soft. Maybe I was playing more Chicago, you know, more the soft part, as it always. But also because I think I get a bit angry or also I love electro since always. It's something that was coming with me. So now I'm, you know, I have to set my, I open my sets, you know.
So which is your favorite club now, if you may tell that?
Oui.
Nobody's listening in Germany, so you can be honest.
My favorite club?
I can't, in Berlin.
In Berlin.
Yeah, like Studio Circus, is it?
Okay, I mean, I must say that Bob Land is a club that I love so much because I played there since they opened, really. Mm-hmm. I come to play since 2010 to this club, so it's quite familiar. Mm-hmm. I like Gris Mule because it's also, how to say, it's a very free club. You can also do whatever you want. You always feel so free. They are still building the club, you know, making nicer. But it's really ravey vibe, which I love. And of course, when I play at Bergen, it was also like such a nice experience. So. But I'm not going to Bergen every Sunday because I just get bored, you know, is what we were talking about. Yeah. I mean, as club, is the best club, of course, sounds, everything, but...
Because even Kilikil started in the canteen of Bergen, yeah?
The full Kilikil idea, yeah, it was more like one party that Nico made in summer, every summer. Mm-hmm. It was, I think, on Wednesday. And yeah, it was there.
So you recently played a rave reality show called Boiler Room. How was that?
Oof.
Because when Helena Hau was here, I asked her, so what was it like? Why are people so stiff? Why are not they dancing like in a proper club? And she said that the biggest problem is that it starts very early. So that the people, like, she played at, I don't know, 7 p.m. or something.
People just
are not able to get so much into it. So
yeah, I think that, yeah, maybe it's... I agree with her, but also it's because the full scene is, you know, a bit like, don't know.
So you have like reflectors on yourself, you lighten up, I've seen some pictures.
But at the end of the scene, like, when you are playing, you don't see so much, I mean, of course, when you go to pick up a record, if you are playing record, you know, you see that if people is moving or not, but because all the cameras in, you are really a bit concentrated or, I don't know, isolated or, yeah. So yeah, it was like, at the end it was like, of course I was nervous, but I was nervous because it's so much attention, you're so...
Where is it taking place in Berlin? In which places?
The point it was like, when we did it, normally it was at Arena, before it was, I don't remember the name of the other place, but this, the band that we made, it was in a reggae place.
Okay.
So the acoustic, it was so fucking bad, it was like, because it was a wall, you know, full of subwoofer. So, and then we had no monitor, so it was really like, how we can play here, you know? Yeah. So at the end the monitor came in the last minute, but it was really a bit, you know, like, hard to play.
That's always good. So you're playing another track that I've discovered on your Facebook. So I think it's a Prince production or... I think it's called
Vanity Six.
It's
1982,
and it sounds almost like this band.
Yeah,
like
some early
Detroit electro.
And Prince is behind the production.
It's just amazing.
Sounds so contemporary.
Really. So we're just gonna take a short break for people to listen to this track. Naslov je pa komado Vanity Six in pa Makeup.
Mascara, erase, I wanna look good for you. Comb, hair, don't care, I always comb my hair. Make up, make up. Pink, blue, purple, I wanna make it good for you. Make up, make up, make up, make up, make up. make up. Make up. Smoke a cigarette, I'm not ready yet.
Vračamo se v intervju z špansko producentko in DJ-ko Alienato. So, you, as we mentioned, you also work in a record store in Berlin.
Yeah.
It's called Record Loft.
Yes.
So, it sounds very romantic, but what does it actually consist of? What do you do in the
what
record
I'm
store?
Doing?
Yes.
Well, you have to think that we have a second-hand record shop there.
Okay.
Okay, we also buy new things, but it's mainly second-hand, so basically we put order, we suggest to people that wants to, you know, maybe they come. But there are many young people that they just come. In my case, they come because they like what I'm doing, you know, and they just come directly to me and say, hey, I love what you're playing, maybe you can help me to find something like that.
So you have to advise them
so
on
it's so,
personal
it's so cute,
hits,
yeah. And then I go, and then, you know, I go, okay, what do you, you know, we have... the separation is more like 19th techno, 2000 plus techno, 19th house, 80s house, disco, and now music. So then depends what. So maybe I help, or maybe just put order, you know, I manage the record shop.
So and
then they are the coming collection also, people want to sell records, so just check.
So which part of Berlin is that?
It's in Kreuzberg.
Kreuzberg, okay.
Very nice record shop, it's really nice one.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about it from my friends in Berlin.
For music lovers, for real, eh?
Yeah. how can an enthusiastic label owner from Slovenia find a place for his record in a record loft? What should he do? Should he buy a drink tonight, or should he email you, or...
No, just go there.
Just go there, with
yeah,
a record, and...
Yeah.
Okay. This is our last track for today in the interview, and it's one by an unsung acid hero, Andreas Gim. I think this is the Robot Life part 2.
Yeah.
If I understand correctly, he was a good friend of yours?
Yeah, he was a good friend, Very sad. I mean, I'm still a bit shocked, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad, actually. So yeah, I think that tonight I wanna make a bit of tribute to Andreas.
Because
having been a DJ that he loves so much. So
yeah.
So I will have it tonight. So
because he's sort of an unsung hero because he's done so much great acid stuff.
Yeah, it was for me and for many people. It's really a very underrated artist. He was always telling me, like, you know, like, why just people. They don't want to book him, but he was always like try to offer like this bad condition, you know, like to a person that, you know, when you go to disco and you check, you know, like his discography,
hip, but he did so many great records and never got the recognition.
This guy's insane, you know. So all kind of music also, like with his style, so yeah, I never understand why he was.
Because now everybody says, time? Great, what a great producer.
But imagine the first time that he played in Berlin, it was 2 years ago. He was always telling me, why not? And he's German, you know, like, why nobody bring me to Berlin? And he had some options, but then the promoter, you know, canceled. And a friend of mine from this Greece Mule Club gave to him a residency. So he was playing like every month in Berlin, like live, you know, he has his own life there. So, yeah, because we really, you know, he deserved that, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, check Andreas Gim, our listeners. Before we let you prepare for tonight, you're playing a 3-hour set, if I understood correctly. Yeah. So what have you prepared, or what will you?
I have many, as I said at the beginning, I have many different stuff, but yeah, I think I will go, because the time of the night, I will go, yeah, more break, electro, acid, yeah. Also, okay. Andreas will be there always.
A so, proper
yeah.
rave.
Yeah, yeah. I also have some dark disco, really, it's really crazy. I mean, I'm working in a second-hand record shop, so yeah. It's good, because I found things that, you know, I'm like, what the fuck is that, you know, and... Okay, sounds so good, you know, it's what I said at the beginning. For me, it sounds so good, so I can do it in my set, you know. Cool. Maybe for another person will be like, are you crazy, but...
Okay, let this be the invitation for tonight. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
To je bil intervju z Alienato, ki jo lahko drevi slišite v živo Tiffanyju in Monoklu, kjer bodo vogale med Technom, Acidom, Elektrom in Wave-om brusili še Vuka, R36, Krills, Nina Bell in Nina Hudej. Poslušajte RŠ na 89,3 še naprej.
Intervju Radija Študent.